Think a minute. You've probably heard the expression, like father, like son. It's often used because it's often true. A man was driving his car with his son when he was stopped by a policeman and given a ticket for speeding. The father was quite upset all the way home, talking about how he was going to get his friend at the police department to help him get out of paying it. Then he was going to give that policeman who gave him the ticket a hard time. Later, the father realized what a bad example he had been to his son. So he told his son he had said things in anger that he shouldn't. Then he took his son with him to court, admitted he was guilty, and paid the fine. Remember, your kids will walk as you walk, not as you talk. So are your ways the same as your words? Never forget that your kids will always follow your ways of living more than your words about living. In another family on a Saturday night, a car went off the road, killing the young man driving and seriously injuring his 17-year-old girlfriend. The girl's mother had worried all evening because she'd seen a bottle in the young man's pocket as they left the house. When the girl's parents got to the hospital, they learned that their daughter and her boyfriend had been drinking. The father left the hospital extremely angry, saying, "Wait till I find the person that sold my daughter that whiskey." When the dad got home, he went straight to his liquor cabinet for a drink. Inside was this note in his daughter's handwriting. "Dear Dad, I took your whiskey tonight. Hope you don't mind. There's nothing more important in your life than teaching your son or daughter by your good example." A young boy was asked on a questionnaire if he was a Christian, and he answered, "I'm not a Christian because my father's not a Christian, and I'm the same thing as him." Dad, you have the tremendous honor and responsibility to show your son his purpose for living and how to live the way his Maker designed him to live. But you can't show him Jesus' right way if you're not living it yourself. So won't you ask him to forgive you for your wrong living and to take control of your heart and character so you can daily show your son or daughter God's right way every day, both with your words and especially with your ways? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.